Welcome back here on News Radio WGNS, and it's my pleasure to welcome in Pat Limbaugh from NHC, Director of Home Care, Community Development, and Autumn Radke with Caris. And we're going to be talking about hospice and home care and the differences and things of that nature. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks awesome. So much for having us.
It is nice to have you here in Autumn. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thank good you morning. For having us.
Absolutely. So, Pat, let's start with you. November is actually a special month to bring an awareness, I guess, to home care and hospice as well, right?
Yes, yes. Every November, communities across the United States come together to acknowledge the nurses and therapists and home health aides that have dedicated their lives to caring for our disabled, aged population and the population that is facing death soon. We recently met with Mayor McFarland, and he signed a proclamation declaring November as National Home Care and Hospice Month. And I'm on the home health care side of NHC. I've been in this position a little over 12 years. Actually, we're neighbors. We're right across the street from the radio station. And we provide the skilled nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy for patients that require home health. Which is a little different than patients that require hospice. But NHC is the parent company for Caris Hospice. We have been in business for about almost 50 years. NHC Home Care actually received the first certificate of need to open a Medicare-certified home health agency in the state of Tennessee. So basically, we've been providing home care longer than anybody else in the state of Tennessee.
Oh, wow. You mentioned the word hospice, Autumn, and that word is kind of thrown out as it means a lot of things.
There are
lots of different hospice.
A lot of misconceptions that go behind that word, a lot of myths, and that's part of what I do in the community is help folks understand the benefits to utilizing this opportunity. I consider it an opportunity. So many people think hospice, they think somebody's going to die within hours, days, and really the idea behind utilizing this benefit is living the best you can live for the last however long you have. And there's that typical rule of thumb, 6 months or less life expectancy that goes along with utilizing hospice, but that is not always the case. There are studies that show people who utilize the benefit and get on board with, say, Caris Hospice earlier on, we can help manage their symptoms. We have nurses, nurse practitioner, medical directors that help us as a team assess your needs, meet those needs, and actually can prolong your life. If you had not chosen to utilize this service, there's an average of up to 15 plus days less life expectancy overall, up to a month even.
And I think the word hospice is kind of an over-branching term that is used to describe the care, but there are many different groups.
Yes, there's
know.
Lots of different disciplines that play a part in our care plan team.
Okay.
We have everything from the I'm on the education side, if you will. I meet with the referral sources. I meet with families as they need. We meet with hospital representatives, care managers there. So my job is to help educate in the community to help debunk that myth. And then when our team gets involved here at our Caris office, we're located right here in Murfreesboro. We have our nursing team who do the initial assessment, and they look at your basic needs. And something that is specific to Caris is we evaluate your three most important things. We want to look at whatever those things are most important to you and make a care plan around that. Mm-hmm. And that is a huge part of what Caris is meeting your needs. And going along with NHC, just overall, it's personalized, individualized care. That's our thing. So once our nurses assess that, our care aides come along beside that and help execute that care plan that the nurses have established along with the family and the patient, taking their input into account. And then we also have chaplain services and social work services that help folks. Just yesterday, our social worker was helping a family that desperately needs some sitters in home, and that's also a misconception of hospice. Oh, it's sitters. They'll come to your house and sit for your loved one. And that's, unfortunately, that's just not any hospice provider. But our social worker is able to come on board and partner up with some local home health companies, or excuse me, some sitter companies that can provide certain benefits utilizing their VA benefits, for example. So we were able to utilize, help a family utilize their VA benefits and get sitters in the home. Mm-hmm. So those are things that our social worker can do. And you don't even think about that. When you think hospice, you think of somebody's dying, somebody's just there, there's nothing else you can do, but there is. There's so much more you can do. And then again, referencing our chaplain services, we really look at that whole picture, not just the patient. We look at the family. We can provide that service and support for the family. We can help assist with some pretty radical examples of getting folks baptized. You'd be surprised where people can be, and they're coming to Jesus in their last however long of life. And we will do whatever it takes to meet those needs wherever that person might be. And also, we provide grief support and counseling following the death of that patient for the family up to 13 months. And on top of all that, we also have our volunteer coordinator, Miss Bitsy. If you've ever been by MTS Christian Middle Tennessee Christian School, you see her out there doing her lovely little hand gestures as she's directing traffic.
It's almost like a ballet.
It is. It's a ballet of, yes, of crossing guards. Miss Bitsy is amazing, and she's over our volunteer program, and also we honor our veterans program. We really like to lift up our vets and honor them and do whatever we can to bring honor to them, especially in their final days and hours, months of life.
We have Pat Limbaugh and Autumn Radke joining us today as we talk about hospice and home care today. And Pat, now that I think a lot of people understand hospice a little bit, but there are misconceptions. And the same thing probably goes with home care and what that is and what it entails. They're totally different. Maybe correct. Just kind of give us a definition of home care.
Okay. Well, basically, home care services that are provided in the home. Typically, if a person has been hospitalized, the majority of those patients will qualify for home health because we can go in and do medication reconciliation. Most of the time, you know, when a patient's discharged, they're coming home with 5 or 10 new medications. The first thing to remember, though, as far as home health, is to qualify, the patient has to be homebound. Now, that doesn't mean they have to be bedbound. Being homebound, basically, the definition of homebound is that it is a taxing effort for that patient to leave the home. Either they have to use a cane or a walker or a wheelchair. They can't be going to the mall every day to walk, or they can't be going to the YMCA to work out. They have to be homebound, and there has to be a skill required, which a skill is like IV antibiotics, wound care, anything of that nature, and then along with our physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy.
So how does a patient, does it, the patient work with the doctor, and the doctors determine whether home care is the best for them, or exactly what is needed?
Yes, that's correct. If a patient is in the hospital, they have either a social worker or a case manager that works with them and to identify those needs, and then it's always patient choice. You know, they are required by law to ask the patient if they have a particular company that they prefer to use. If they do not have a particular company, then it's just kind of up to that case manager to make that referral to the company or companies that she has had good results with. One thing that I can say about the benefits of NHC is we do have that full continuum of care. So if we have a patient that's discharged from the hospital and they go to one of our skill facilities and they're there for, you know, a couple weeks for rehab, then they're referred to our home health. If they decline, rather than send that patient back to the hospital, because readmission rates, there are penalties now for readmission rates, so we try to get that patient back into our skill facility to help the hospital with those readmission rates. Another thing we have with home care, again, you know, a lot of times the patient is just not quite ready to accept that hospice diagnosis, so we can admit them to home health and put them on what we call our palliative care pathway. This is where our nurse works closely with our hospice nurse, keeps them involved and informed of the patient's condition. Then once that patient is ready for that hospice transition, it's a very smooth transition from home care into hospice.
Pat Limbaugh with us, Director of Home Care and Community Development with NHC, and Autumn Radke, CARIS representative, as we talk about home care and hospice. And I want to ask both of you this question and just kind of chime in on that. But we talk a lot about the patient themselves here with home care and with hospice. But there's so much the family has to go through, the family caregivers. And, you know, I think I know the answer to this, but there's also help and reassurance that goes along with the family to help them navigate places that they probably haven't had to before. So who would like to help out with
that? Well, I'll kind of pick up where you had left off, Ms. Pat. Going along with this whole palliative care pathway, we have what's called our transitions program, which is basically where if somebody is not able to participate in therapy, to continue meeting that goals, whatever they need to stay on services with NHC Home Care, we receive the referral and we put them on our transitions program. And that kind of goes along with people say, oh, is transitions palliative? It's not exactly in our situation, but what we do, going along with what you're saying, we start following that patient and tracking that patient in the community to hopefully help keep them out of the hospital. We, such as myself, our team, call that family. We'll have a nurse go out and make a visit if they need. There's no billing. There's no signing up. There's no anything. This is just something CARIS does to help our community. And we help educate. To me, education is at the root of all of this. If people understand the disease process and they understand that going back to the hospital is doing nothing more than stressing out your loved one, there's nothing more they can do for you. We try to help them, I guess you'd say, accept that. Mm-hmm. And then once they do kind of come to terms, come to grips with whatever process they're dealing with, then that's when hopefully they can benefit from our services as far as hospice. So our transitions program is definitely something we really like to utilize with all of our different providers in the community and help them to understand the benefits. And also, we communicate back with NHC Home Care on a regular basis. We have several folks that Matt Smith here at their local office refers to us that are coming off from services or meeting the end of their service time, and they're just not meeting the goals they had hoped for, or they see that this disease process they're dealing with is ultimately going to end with the end of life. Mm-hmm. So, and it doesn't always mean, by the way, there's this other thing with hospice. If you're on hospice, you can never go to the hospital. You can never seek treatment. That is also a myth. If somebody were to start utilizing hospice services and then had something go on that ended them up in the emergency room and they wanted to start aggressive treatment again, say they've had a change of heart or sister from out of town's come in and said, no, we're going to treat this cancer we've been trying to treat forever, and no matter what, they're going to do whatever aggressively. We simply come in, they sign a revocation form, they come off services with us, and then they can seek aggressive treatment. So that's not something I'd recommend doing on a regular basis, but there are instances where that would not be totally inappropriate. And a lot of times, again, it boils down to lack of understanding and education on that disease process. Mm-hmm. They don't always understand that this is going to just keep happening. But again, that's where our transitions program, hopefully we can start educating them early on. And even sometimes, right, well, even NHC Home Care is in with that patient, we can still meet with them and just educate them. And like Ms. Pat was saying, when they're coming off services, we pick them right up. So they're not going to go without somebody they can call 24/7 to help guide them through this process.
And Pat, you were mentioning for home care services, there are stipulations the person has to be homebound, but there are still caregivers that come in to help with that, I'm sure, maybe family members to check on them, things of that nature. That can be hard on the family as well.
Exactly, and that's where our social workers can come into play. They can meet with that family and help secure some resources that are available that maybe the family was unaware of, like Meals on Wheels or assistance with transportation and that kind of thing. So it's very important to involve every discipline of care when a patient is receiving home health.
I think for family, there's a little guilt that they can't do more, and
naturally,
so it's hard to navigate. It's maybe sometimes for them
very hard to navigate. The caregivers need care as well.
Right. Pat Limbaugh here with us, and Autumn Radke, as we talk about hospice and home care and bring a spotlight to this. Any final thoughts that you'd like to mention here? I'll let you both have the floor.
Well, again, thank you so much for having us. Autumn said, there is a myth about hospice, and there's also some misconception about home health. I mean, it has to be ordered by a physician. The physician has to sign a plan of care. So a patient can't just pick up the phone and call our office and say, hi, I need home health. There are several steps that we have to go through according to Medicare guidelines. But if anybody that's listening has any questions, I'm available anytime. You can reach me on my cell phone at 615-631-3832, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have.
And Autumn?
Yes, thank you. Kind of, again, going along with what Ms. Pat said, we're appreciative for this opportunity to help bring some awareness to our community. These are both resources that are available that families don't always know to utilize, and when they're going through crisis that's needing these services, it's nice to have a team that's ready to step in, and we appreciate you helping us bring awareness to that. And something also I always want folks to know about CARIS and NHC as a whole, we are a company of integrity. We take pride in doing the right thing and having the better way. We both have our 20 promises that every partner has to sign a certificate when they start working with the company, that they're going to uphold these 20 promises of integrity to our staff, to our patients, to our families, to our community. So I just want folks to know that when they're dealing with NHC, when they're dealing with CARIS, they're dealing with integrity. And yes, to me, when you can put that as a forefront in how you're doing business, that translates just across the board as productive and successful for everybody, because we're going to put integrity into we're going to use integrity with everything we're doing for our families. I just want folks to know that it's important to us. Right. To love their loved ones the best we can.
Very well said. On that note, thank you both for coming in today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Pat Limbaugh joining us, Director of Home Care Community Development with NHC, and Autumn Radke with CARIS here in Rutherford County joining us on Rutherford Issues.